Hello, everyone. I just want to welcome you to Inside the Toy Box, which is going to be a series that I'm going to be starting where I review toys that I brought and try them out on myself while recording. I did do another one previous, which was titled the D-Spot / Click Sucker Vibe, and it was a two-parter. It really needed two parts because the first time around I was not really impressed with it. So the second time around, it redeemed itself. And I've said this before, but position is really key in order to really get the full benefits of that toy. So if you have not listened to it yet, I would highly recommend you to listen to it after you finish this one. Now, today's toy is E-STEM toys. I was very curious about this type of toy. I've never had electricity go through my body except for the usual, you accidentally shock yourself. So I was curious as to how it would feel to have the little shocks or jolts going, through my nipples and inside me. So I have nipple clamps and they call it a vaginal probe. I'm going to call it a pussy probe because it sounds a lot more better. it's not as powerful as the other units. It's only running on two AAA batteries. So I don't expect to get a huge charge, which is okay because this is my first time using it. And I didn't really want to put out the money for something that uses a lot more jolts if I wasn't really into it. So this is just something for me to kind of get my pussy wet, so to speak. Also, word of warning, if you're thinking about using E-STEM products, it is not recommended for people who have heart conditions or a pacemaker due to the very nature of the toy, because you're sending, jolts of electricity through your body, which is what, they run on. So, in my readings, they said that you need a water-based lubricant to better conduct the E-STEM. And I do have on a rubber glove because I really don't want electricity shooting up my hand. I don't find that a turn on. It's kind of irritating. So I have on a rubber glove. So I have my KY liquid. Water-based lubricant, which is here, and I am going to go ahead and put some on my nipples. Now, these nipple clamps, they're not like my three-prong nipple clamps, where you expect to get a good clamp and tug. And, feel that pressure. These are just used to, get that sense of electricity going through them. So, and I would imagine that I might have a hard time trying to keep them on, especially with the lube being up there. So this is definitely going to be a learning curve for me, because even with the other clamps, sometimes it was hard for them to stay on. Add on lubrication and just not really very conductive. So I got the right one on, So far, so good. That's staying up there. Now I'm about to do my left. Trying to really get it up there. And I don't think I can necessarily keep it on the nipple. I might grab a little bit of the areola in there just so I can get a really, really, really good grip. And we will see, you know, well, I was going to say we'll see how long it lasts, and it didn't, because the left one just dropped off. So let's try this again. Okay. Be nice to me now. Don't. These nipple clamps are like, no, we do not want to stay on. All right. Nipple nice and hard too. That's one. And if I have to keep repeatedly putting them on, then I might just have to nix the clamps and just chalk it up to the fact that the lube and clamps are just not for me. All right. Okay. It's on. All right. So I do have a controller that goes with it. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 settings, which is tap, vibrating, massage, auto. And then, of course, you have the speed of how you want the, how fast you want it to go. And then off to the right, there is a little dial that says weak and strong. And I believe that has to do with the intensity of the electrical impulses that you would be feeling. The only thing I do not like about this is the fact that there are no numbers. So I can't say, wow, I have an intensity of 4. Maybe I can dial it up a notch to, you know, 5 or 6. I'm pretty much guesstimating with this, so that's one thing I really don't like about it, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, so starting off, I have everything. I have the intensity on weak, unlike my other toys where I start out like mid to high, because that's how I like it. I cannot do that with the E-stone because I don't know how I'm going to feel if I have, you know, electricity going and it's like real high. No, you're not going to do that. All right, so powering it on. And we're going to start with tap. Now, I don't feel anything yet on my nipples. I'm going to turn the intensity up just a tad. And let's go up one with the speed. And it seems like I might feel a little bit of something, but I'm not sure. Let me just take out the probe. I had the probe plugged in. I'm going to take the probe out for right now. And again, nothing. So I'm going to dial it up just a little bit more. And then up the speed once again and see how is that. And again, nothing. So I'm going to put a little bit of more lubrication up there. I don't know if this might be needed. Let me take it off. Okay. Okay, so it looks like the tap is not my friend right now. So we're going to go on next to the vibrating. I didn't change the intensity level. It's still the same. I don't know if the speed resets itself. So again, for a controller, it kind of leaves a lot to be desired. They could have used a little bit more user-friendly controller. Let me up the speed. Alright. And the intensity level, I'm going to dial it up a little bit more. And that's don't feel anything with that. So moving on to the massage, I'm kind of not doing so well. Massage speed. Intensity up just a notch again. And I'm still not feeling anything. Let me go up with the intensity. And there we go. I am slightly nervous. I don't know if you can tell, but I am. Because, again, it's like, okay. Electric shock, yeah. But I feel it. It's kind of like a tingling sensation now in my nipples. Feels kind of odd. Not sure if I like it or not. It's just feels different. Oh my gosh. Okay. I felt that. So I went down for the intensity. Oh my gosh. I feel it more in my left than I do my right. Interesting. Now, I'm going to go back up to tap. Since I guess I want to act right now. Okay. Still, I don't know if it's like a turn on or not. Nipple clamps might not be my thing, which is okay. You know, some things it's not meant for everybody, so maybe. So tapping is good, but now I don't really feel it as much in my right. I was feeling it more in my left, like the intensity of it was a lot, which is, let's go to vibrating. Again, in my left, not so much in my right. And I don't know if that's just the wires or what. Let me up the intensity, because I turned the intensity down, so let me up it just a tiny little bit. A bit more on the vibrating. I haven't touched the speed yet. Let me go up on the speed. Okay. Well, folks, the last one is auto. So let me do massage first. Nope, I already did massage. I think I'm gonna go back to auto and see how is that, and then up the intensity a little bit more. Just a little bit. And then the speed. My right feels sad because it's not getting any love. Now, again, I don't know if that's like there's a short. Oh, that was sad. There's a short in the wire or what, but I don't feel it in my right anymore. And my left is getting all the love. All right. Well, I went through all the settings. I did felt something. It was the intensity was a little bit too high for my left, and it wasn't even because the right wasn't feeling anything. So everything was on my left side. So I had to turn it down some. So I am a little bit iffy about doing the nipples. If it's for me or not. Okay, there we go. Okay, so I upped the intensity a little bit more. But I have to say that as far as like it stimulating my nipples and me getting turned on from it, I will have to say no for now. That's not to say later on my mind won't change. Who knows? So all right, I'm gonna go ahead and turn this back off. Turn the intensity back down. Take those out and put the pussy probe in. Let me get myself lubed up. Some golf play I never had. I don't think I ever played with myself with a medical glove on. Feels different. That's probably another audio. Put some more down. The more the better. Okay. And yes, I am playing around with my clit. I can't neglect my clit. Oh. Okay. All right. Power on. Starting with the tap. And sorry about the edge of it in, and turning the intensity up a little bit. I feel it. I feel it more on the outside than I do the inside. So I'm going to insert more of it inside. Turn the intensity up a little bit. Oh, and the speed. Almost forgot about the speed. I don't quite feel it inside. I'm also squeezing it, so I'm using my muscles to squeeze it inside. Don't quite feel like when I pull it out though, I can definitely feel the pulses on the outside of my pussy. Push it in. Okay. Now I'm gonna switch over to vibrating. I can kind of feel that. I'm not thrusting it or anything. I'm just squeezing around it. Intensity, let me turn it up just a little bit. Okay, so I want to go next to, hold on, let me sit here for a little bit. And then I'm gonna up the intensity a little bit more. Squeezing more around it now. And the speed up. I don't feel it as deep in, because I really pushed it farther up in there, and I don't feel anything besides me squeezing around the toy, which is, that feels good, but I don't feel the shocks or anything. I want to switch over to massage now. The intensity is still up. The speed. Okay. I went up on the speed. So I pulled it out, and it's just right at the entrance of my pussy, and I think this is where I'm going to feel it the most. Just, right there. I turned it up just a little bit more to intensity. And I'm like squeezing and unsqueezing around it. Pressing it up. Oh, towards my G spot. Yeah. This is so much better than a nipple clamps. Massage. All right, I hate to switch, but I next I want to go to auto. And it's like a tap. It might just be running through all the different variations of the first three. And I think the speed does stay the same. I haven't changed the intensity. I kept it exactly where it is. I really wish the nipple clamps worked. So I also have the added sensation right there, but it's okay. You know, work with what I got. I still have it pressed up against my G-spot. I think I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. No thrusting, no, just, fuck. It's so good. It's just, my juices are like coming out in a steady stream right now. And I did not put a towel down. Like in a very sweet spot right now. I just one more because I really want to see what it would feel like. I don't know if it's gonna take me out or just put me. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. gonna turn it off. That was not bad. The only... So it looks like the only con is the nipple clamps. It was kind of touch and go where the intensity was too high. Then I downed it, dialed it a little bit low, and then I kept losing the right one. The left one was getting most of it. And I really think it has to deal with the wiring. Again, but it's a cheap toy, so I can't really expect much from that. So, all in all, I can say I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Pussy Probe more than the nipple clamps. I will be experimenting and playing around it. Playing around with it again. Maybe I might get some more attachments and I'm still sensitive, and see how that goes. In the meantime, if anybody has any recommendations, advice, suggestions, I am more than open to hear them. So just let me know. I consider that a wrap for Inside the Toy Chest for the E-Stem Pussy Probe and Nipple Clamps. I hope you enjoy.